I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the best show on the planet, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all this, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative. That's the energy that has you go get it, go make it happen, instead of waiting for it to happen. We put all this together. You are tuned in to the Work on Your Game podcast. This is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. I'm your host every day here on this show. Congratulations on being here. And today's topic is about what is best for you. What's the best option for you? What is the best way you should move? Which choice should you take? Which direction should you go in? I'm here to tell you today, nobody else knows the answer. I don't know the answer or what's best for you. Your mom doesn't know. Your daughter doesn't know. Your teachers don't know. Your coaches don't know. No one on the internet with a bunch of followers or subscribers or viewers or products or books, none of them know either. The only person who knows what's best for you is you. So what you got to do, here's the first thing you got to do, is stop asking. Stop asking other people what the best option is for you, what the best choice is for you, where you should go, which way you should head next, which direction is the best way you can head towards. Stop asking. People ask me questions like this all the time. They ask me, what do I think is the best option for them, or what do I think they should do? And when people ask me this question, this is what I tell them. I'm not answering. I'll tell somebody, I am not answering that question. There's several reasons why I don't answer that question. Several reasons why no one else should be answering that question for you. And several reasons why it should be, from this point forward, impossible for anyone to answer that question for you, because you're going to stop asking it. Let's get into the points so you understand why you need to stop asking that question. Why nobody knows what the best option is for you, regardless of who they are, what they've done, or what they have. Point number one, whomever tells you what's best for you, if it's someone other than you, who answers the question, what is best for you, or maybe they just offer it to you unsolicited, what they think is best for you, that person, this is a factual piece of information I'm going to give you here, that person does not have to, we'll say it's a truth, it's truth, it's more truth than it is fact. This person does not have to live with the consequences. See, if I tell you that it's a better choice for you to skip college and just go start working so you can get experience before you start your business, and you do it instead of going to college, and it turns out to be a wrong idea, it turns out to be a bad idea, the wrong choice, I don't have to live with the consequences. I mean, I know I'm the one who told you, but you're the one who has to live the life based on the information that I gave you. When someone else is telling you what's best for you, or what the best option is, or they're making decisions on your behalf, understand they don't have to live with the consequences of that decision, of that action, of that thought, of that choice. You do. You have to live with the consequences of every action you take based on every decision you make and every option you choose. So therefore, other people, whether that's me, whether it's some best-selling author, whether it's some YouTuber with a bunch of subscribers, an Instagrammer with a bunch of followers, someone you know who you just think is really smart or really successful, or they're really doing their thing, whoever this person is, person X is completely 100% unqualified to decide for you what is your best option. No one else is qualified to decide what the best thing is for you, at least once you become a legal adult, let's just say age 18 and up. At least from that point forward, no one's qualified to tell you what's best for you. All right. And maybe you don't know. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, and we go right into point number two. Maybe you don't know what you're supposed to do. Let me tell you one more thing on point number one, though, before we get to it. You are going to have to live with whatever you decide. You got to live with whatever actions you take. And you also have to live with the actions you do not take. Therefore, you should make the decision. So whatever it turns out, if it turns out to be something great, you know you're the person who did it. That builds your own fortitude, internal fortitude, knowing that you can make a decision, act on it, and turn it into a successful situation. And if it turns out to be the wrong decision, it turns out to be a bad choice, then you get experience, because experience is everything that happens in between successes. So if it's not a success, then it's an experience. And the more experience you gather, the more things you know are going to come, the more things you have seen, the more things you know about, more people you come across. And then the next generation of people who come around, they're going to want to learn from you. Why? Because you have all the experience. Not necessarily because you have all the successes, but because you have all the experience. You know what it feels like to deal with what they may be running into. That's point number one. Point number two, you may be thinking to yourself, okay, Dre, no one else is qualified to tell me what's best for you, for me. No one can tell me what the best option is for me. But the problem is, Dre, I don't even know what the best thing is for me. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. I can't even decide what the best choice is. Well, here's the thing. If you don't know what's best for you, you're not supposed to know. You're not supposed to know what is best for you. You're not going to just pull that out of your hat like a magic trick. You won't know what's best for you. And here's the reason why. You haven't done anything yet. How are you going to know what's best for you when you haven't taken any action, when you have not taken any personal initiative, when you have not gathered any experience whatsoever? Of course, you don't know. A player came to me and said, well, Dre, I don't even remember what he said, but he was talking about playing basketball. And he said, well, Dre, could you give me some advice as to what I can do? And I think he was familiar with my style of answering that question. And he said, before he finished his statement, he said, and please don't tell me that I have to decide or I have to figure it out, because I don't have a clue. That's what he said. So he was preempting the answer that he thought I was going to give. And just a side note, if you ask me a question and you put that preemption in there, tell me what not to say, I'm probably not even going to respond to your inquiry. But this is the thing. He wasn't supposed to know. This kid who asked me this question, he wasn't supposed to have a clue. Of course you don't have a clue. I mean, all you're doing is talking about it. All you're doing is thinking about it. All you are doing is contemplating it. Of course you don't have a clue. Of course you don't know. Of course you can't make a choice right now because you haven't done anything. But as soon as you start doing things, then you can start solving those unsolved mysteries. It's no wonder you know nothing right now, because experience comes from one thing: action. You cannot get experience without taking action. Action is required for experience. And people who have lots of experience, they're valuable because of the actions they've taken. Notice I didn't say because of their successes. I didn't say because of their winning, because of their fans, or because of their money. None of that. People with experience are valuable because of the actions they have taken. Whether those actions went great or those actions went terrible. The most active people have the most experience. Can we agree to that? Whoever's the most active is going to have the most experience. Doesn't mean they will always win, but they'll have the most experience. And we value people who have experience because they've seen what we maybe want to see, maybe what we don't want to see, maybe things we don't even know that we're going to see or we need to see. The people with experience, we value them. What we value, we pay for it, people. This still doesn't mean, the people with experience still doesn't mean they should be telling you what to do. still doesn't mean that. Just because someone has a lot of experience doesn't mean they should tell you what to do. Doesn't mean they should make decisions for you. They should not be telling you what the best choice is for you. You shouldn't be asking them to tell you what the best choice is for you. If they're telling you that, it should be unsolicited, just some unsolicited advice they're offering. But even if you decide to follow it, you're 100% responsible for it. This all flows into point number three. Even though this person who you come across may have a lot of experience because they took a lot of action, they still shouldn't be deciding on your behalf, because the decision that you make, the move you make, the action that you actually take is indeed the best move you could have made. The decision that you make is definitely the best decision that could have been made by you. The choice that you accept, the choice that you act on, is clearly 1,000% the best choice that you could have chosen. How do I know that? How do I know that any choice you make, any decision, any action is definitely the best one that you could have made, done, decided on? How is that? Because if there was a better decision, if there was a better choice, if there was a more favorable action that you could have taken, you would have taken it. If there was something better than what you did, then you would have did that thing instead of doing the thing that you did. We always, as human beings, we always make the best decision that we can make in the moment, given the circumstance, given what we know, given who we are. We always make the best possible decision for ourselves. So any decision you make, that was the best decision, at least at that moment. Now, maybe you'll find out later on that it was the wrong decision. Maybe you find out that there was a better choice. Maybe you find out you could have taken a completely different action. And as soon as you find that out, you know what you do? Hopefully, here's what you do. You take that action. You make that decision. You make that choice. You undo what you've already done and you turn it around and you get it back to where it is. The decision that you make is always the best possible decision. And every other decision was not as good as that one, which is why you chose the decision that you chose. We don't on purpose make bad decisions. We do the thing that's best for us in the moment. That does not have to be rational. It doesn't have to be something we can explain in a logical way. We just make the best decision for us in the moment, moment to moment. Sometimes those are completely irrational, emotional, just spur of the moment decisions. And for us human beings, in that exact moment, that was the best decision. Even though to you or some outsider, or maybe even to you looking back on the situation, it was a really dumb thing to do in the moment. But in the exact moment that you make a decision, that is the best possible decision for you. So nobody else can tell you what that is, because they can't be with you moment to moment. They can't be inside your head. They don't have to live with the outcomes, which is why you should be making all the decisions. There was a better move, you'd be making it. So stop polling the audience. Okay, you ever seen that TV show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? If the person couldn't answer a particular trivia question, they will poll the audience. Everyone in the audience would get to choose what's the answer, A, B, C, or D. Everyone in the audience would vote on the answer, and then the contestant would see what the voting was by the audience, and then they could decide, okay, 90% of the audience said the answer is C, 2% said A, another 4% said B, another 4% said D. So maybe I'll just go with C because 90% of the audience thinks it's C. They may or may not be correct. If they're incorrect, you can't get mad at the audience. You can't fight them. You can't tell them that they got to pay you the difference. They got to put their money together and pay the difference of the $1 million that you didn't win because you took their advice. You got to live with that action. You got to live with the decision that you make. You got to live with the choice which you take. So don't always, you can poll the audience if you want to poll the audience just to see what the consensus is or see what a few people think. Put some test ideas out there to see what kind of response you get. Don't take too much time doing this. This is like less than a day time you should take doing this. Eventually, you got to make the decision. Nobody knows what's best for you. Nobody knows what you should do. If any of those people in the audience on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire really, really, really wanted to give their answers, they'd be the contestant and not the audience member. That's just how it works. So let's recap today's topic, which is no one knows what is best for you, what you should do, what is your best option. So you need to stop asking that question. Number one, anyone who tells you what's best for you, they don't have to live with the circumstances. They don't have to live with the consequences that result from your actions. So therefore, everyone outside of you is unqualified to decide for you what you should do. Point number two, you may feel that you don't even know what's best for you. And here's the thing, you're not supposed to know because you haven't done anything yet. I mean, it's no wonder you don't know what the best thing is for you because you haven't done a thing yet. Experience comes from actions, people, and people who have a lot of experience are valuable humans because of their actions. Still doesn't mean they should be telling you what to do, though. And that takes us to point number three. The move that you make, the action that you take, is the best action you could have possibly taken at that moment. If there was a better option, you would have took the better option. If you decide later on that there is a better option, it is your responsibility to take that better option. This is just the way it works. The best decision is the one that gets made. The best idea is the one that gets executed on. The best choice is the one that is taken. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.